Very interesting topic today. Again, we're going to do today another chapter in the Sefer of Zois HaTayla by Harav Chaim, Harav Dr. Chaim Talvi from Bar Ilan University. He has a fantastic chapter on the Toichacha, the Minhagim, and the Halachas of reading the Toichacha. I've been through the sugi a few times. I find it, for some reason, I just find it very interesting, the sugi, and I thought I knew it all. My extreme gaiva. I thought I saw it all. And yet, almost every line of this chapter is a chiddush, things that are totally new to me. Never heard, never saw, never knew. Unbelievable what he writes, what he compiles, what he elaborates, say some of his own chiddushim. So let's begin to discuss some of these things. First of all, the reading of this week's parasha, we should be aware, this week is parashas Bahar B'chukosai. We lay in the Toichacha. It used to be, in ancient times, this was the most popular Kriyas HaTorah, section of the Torah that was read in the Torah from every other section in the Torah. Now, what do I mean by that? It's the Ferisha Mishnah, that the Kriyas HaTorah for a Tainis are the Brochot V'Haklolot. It's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mesechta, which Mesechta is it? Mesechta Tainis. The Mishnah is, B'Ta'aniyois, Brochot U'Klolot. The Kriyas HaTorah on a Yom Tzom is Parashas B'Chukosai. And that means, how many times a year do you lay in the Toichacha? You lay in it Tzom Gedalia, you lay in it Tainis Esther, you lay in it Asar B'Teves, Shivas B'Tamuz. Even according to the Tosefta, the original Kriyas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av was B'Chukosai. So this used to be, and then let's say Chas V'Shalom, there was a time when there was a drought, or there was some type of Eis Tzara. So the Kriyas HaTorah is Parshas B'chukosai. So this was laying continuously throughout the year. Besides the fact that it's also laying Parshas this week's Parsha B'chukosai. And in addition, when else did they lay in Parshas B'chukosai? In ancient times, it was laying on Shmini Atzeres. Why in the world would you lay in Parshas B'chukosai in the Toichacha on Shmini Atzeres? It's the Zman of Geshem. It's the Zman of Shmini Atzeres, it's Tfilas Geshem. V'nasati Gishmeichem Bi'itam V'nosna Oretz Yivula. The Ikar Brocha of Parshas B'chukosai is going to be Geshem in the right time. And if it's Chas V'Shalom V'Hoya Lo Yisishu B'Koyli, then it says Hashem is going to withhold the Geshem. So it's very interesting to take note that when we lay this week Parashas B'chukosai, the brachas, and with the Toichacha, this is something which in ancient times was extremely common. This is the part of the Sefer Torah that's all worn out. You ever see some of these old Sefer Torah? The only time they lay from Sefer Torah is only Parashas, only on Rosh Chodesh, and that section Parashas Pinchas, that Yeriah, is all worn out. And the rest of the Sefer Torah is in brand new condition. Well, in ancient times, the part of the Sefer Torah that was all worn out was Parashas B'chukosai, because this was the section that was laying throughout the entire year. For some reason, all of this fell to the wayside, even though it's a Ferisha Mishnah. Every time of the Goinim, they decided they're not going to lay in B'chukosai on a Taina Sivor, they're going to lay in Vayichal. It's a very big mystery why they would abandon what it says in a Mishnah and take a new halacha, it's a Tosefta, to lay in Vayichal. It's a very big mystery. On the Tisha B'Av, it became the minhag to lay in Kisar Levanim. That's also a more modern, a more new innovation. Shmini Atzeres, okay, the Hasidim came along, changed everything, and then we lay in the Zoy Sabrah. We lay Aser to Aser, Kol HaBachar, and then also in Eretz Yisrael, Simchas Torah, the Zoy Sabracha. So things changed. Things changed quite a lot. And when through all of the changes, the thing that fell to the wayside, they really fell to the side, is Parashas B'chukosai. It's read by us a lot less than it used to be read in ancient times. Now, in addition to that, there is one very important Takon Chazal say. It's very interesting. The Kriya Sefer this week is Ezra was Mesakin that before Shavuos, we must lay the Toichacha of Chumash Vayikra. And before Rosh Hashanah, we learn the Teichacha in Parashas Kisavo, Shetichle Shana V'Kilu Loiseha. And Chazal says Shnat Leinu the Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. We see over here that, by the way, that Shavuos is considered to be the Rosh Hashanah. It's not exactly clear why is Shavuos the Rosh Hashanah, but Shavuos is called the Rosh Hashanah, and obviously Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we learn these things. There's an ancient Takana. So when we do Kriyas Torah this week, it's very interesting. We're doing over here something which is mamish, goes back to Ezra Sefer, because the order, the arrangement of the 53 parashios, that is something which possibly came about at a later point in time. How exactly they were arranged, and exactly in which week you should lay in what. But this that we lay in Parshas, the Chukosai, at this point in the time of the year, goes to the time of Ezra HaSofer. Okay, another interesting idea is that there are many different ways that it's referred to in Chazal. In some places it's called the Klolos, the Barachos Klolos. In some places it's called the Toichacha. It's not, they don't want to call it a Klola, it's Toichacha. And other places, the other expressions which I may be missing. Okay, now let's go to the next question, next idea, very interesting idea. Chazal said that you're not allowed to be mafsik in the Toichacha. On the Baal Kriya lanes, the Toichacha, there are no Hoysophis. There are no Hoysophis. So that's another thing, there are no Hoysophis. He begins and he ends. You're not allowed to divide the Toichacha into multiple aliyahs. Why not? Because you don't make a bracha. There are two reasons, the Gemara. Number one is Musar Hashem al Timas. Do not reject the Musar of Hashem. When Hashem gives you Musar, you have no right to reject it. Musar Hashem al Timas. So once you're ready in the process of reading the Toichacha, if you're going to stop, it's viewed as a rejection of Hashem's Musar. Number two, you don't, it's not proper, min hanimus, to make a bracha on Toichacha. If you're going to stop, our meaning is that we start with the brachas, with Achaltem Yoshan Noshan, we start with three pesukim of bracha, we go into the Toichacha, and then we conclude with a bracha, the very end of the Toichacha, is bracha of Zachariti, it's Bris Yaakov, Yav, it's Bris Yitzchak, we conclude with words of bracha. So the brachas that we're making, the one who gets the aliyah, Milifanecha, Uli Achareha, are making a bracha on bracha. In the middle there is Toichacha, and at the end there is bracha, and the bracha achroin is made upon the conclusion of words of bracha. If you're going to make a hefsik in the middle of the Toichacha, the one that gets the aliyah in the middle of Toichacha is going to make a bracha rishayna on words of Toichacha. And the one that made the bracha achroin in the middle of his aliyah is going to make a bracha achroin in words of Toichacha, and that is something that should not be done. Now here is the big mystery. How could Chazal say that? Was it not the custom in ancient times when Chazal made the rules that there were only two brachos said for Kriyas HaTorah? There was a bracha that was said for the first aliyah. The Kohen got the first aliyah. He made a bracha Rishonah. And then he did not make a bracha Achrayna. The Levi didn't make brachos. The Yisrael didn't make brachos. You called them Shiva Kruim. And the one that got the very last aliyah made the bracha Achrayna. So even if you, where is the Toichacha? It's Shishi. It's the sixth Aliyah. So even if you were, and then we boom together, even if, I think Shishi, I'm not getting confused, whatever it is. But it's in the middle of the Parsha. There's more to it. So wherever you're going to stop, in the middle of the Toichacha, you're anyway not going to make a bracha, because anyway it's not the beginning of the Parsha, it's not the end of the Parsha. So what could Chazal possibly mean? The reason why you don't stop in the Teichacha is because you don't make a bracha on Teichacha. You anyway would not make a bracha on the Teichacha because it's in the middle of the parasha.
Because you don't like to give somebody an aliyah, even without a bracha, only for klolos alone.
But the Gemara says you don't make a bracha. You're anyway not going to make a bracha. Anyway, the Gemara is the reason why you don't stop.
He liked only a klolos for him.
I know, but the Gemara says you don't stop in the middle of the Toichacha so that the one who begins the next Aliyah should not have to make a bracha. But anyway, you're not going to make a bracha in the middle of the Toichacha because you only make the bracha in the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha.
Because it does with a bracha. The one who starts,
this will answer your question. So Chazal say from this an incredible chiddush. He brings out over here, this is an awesome chiddush, is that he has rayos, is that even in the earliest times of Chazal, when they only made a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna in the beginning of the Shiva Kruim and the end of the Shiva Kruim, there are exceptions. He It cites Mamori Chazal, Yushalmi's Midrashim, and other sources of the Midrashim, Gzuntai, which Gzuntai can't go into all the details, is that, for example, the Aseres Hadibras, the Shiras Hayam, the Shiras Be'er, and by extension, the Toichacha was an exception to the rule. Even from the very beginning of time of Chazal, these things had a bracha Rishoina and a bracha Acharoina. For example, Parashas Yisro, earliest time from the lane Parashas Yisro. So you would expect the one who gets coin makes the bracha Rishoina, and the end of the parasha makes the bracha Acharoina. No, there were three Aliyos Parashas Yisro. They made a bracha Rishoina
in
the beginning of Yisro. And they made a bracha achroina right before Vaidaber Moshe, the beginning of the Aseres Hadibros. And the one who got the Aseres Hadibros made a bracha rishoina for the beginning of the Aseres Hadibros and a bracha achroina at the end of the Aseres Hadibros. And then the one who got the last aliyah, then they made then to finish up another to finish at the end of the parasha. And the same thing was for Shiras Hayam. Shiras Hazinu could be, and it could be and Shiras the Be'er, and there are other special sections of the Torah, even from the earliest times, had their own set of brachos before and after. That is an incredible chiddush, and therefore he says that Pshat in the Gemara, when it came to the Toichacha, it was so chashuv, it was so important, the bracha is to klalos, it is so fundamental, it also got its own bracha rishayna, bracha achrayna. The minig was, either you start with a few psukim before, a few psukim afterwards, but if you're going to break it up now in the middle, you're going to be required, because of the chashivas of the bracha to klalos, to make another bracha, and that would be problematic. Okay, next topic of discussion. The next topic is, there are different minhagim that people do about how to read the Toichacha. Some mekomos, the minhag is with the Baal Kriya, he reads it very quickly. He's megamgim. When he gets the Toichacha, he mumbles. He mumbles it under his breath, mumbles it. Is that correct? So he goes through the sugya in great, very great intensity to find the makar of being called megamgim, just mumbling it where people can't hear it so clearly. And there are gemaras that do indeed mention this concept of the megamgim, where a person, he read the Toichacha in front of one of the tanoim and he was megamgim. And all these mamori chazals where the tano, the one, the senior rabbi, gave musa to the person, lift up your voice, don't be megamgim, don't reject musa Hashem al timos. Pasuk in Mishlei, don't reject the Musar of Hashem. And therefore he knocks off piece by piece that there is absolutely no Mekar anywhere to lain the Toichacha quickly, in a low voice. There are three, something they don't lain Trap. They don't lain the Tameh HaMikra, they just read it. Or they lain it very low. Or they lain it very fast. Or they lain it, they mumble it. And he goes through, it's almost 100 chapters devoted to that, is to go through all the sources of where this can possibly come from, who says what, where he said, how he said it, and to analyze what was said. And he shows there's no such thing. There's no such thing. In fact, the Arizal, when he laned it the kol run. He raised his voice. There's no such thing that it should be laned in a low voice. It should be laned quickly. It should be laned any different than any other way, the way the rest of the Torah is, the way the other Kriyas of the Torah is done. It should be done naturally. And Adra, if anything, it should be done even in a higher voice. And he goes, I'll just read his last words over here, but he quotes from, he's not even a rescue, Minig Yisrael Torah, he writes, this is the Minig. Listen, this is what the Minig is, you're not going to argue with the Minig. Okay, you can't fight City Hall. Right, that's what you do. But it's a big mystery. It's a big mystery where it comes from that it should be laned. It should be laned in a low voice.
They laid it fast too.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, we're talking about the minhag Yisrael Torah laying the Toichacha in a low voice.
Yeah, it's a big
Okay, let's go to another minute. Okay, now there's another very interesting minute. Listen to this minute. Now this is a real halacha. This is a makar. I never saw this done.
Stop me if you can.
Okay, I never saw this done. There's a minute that when the Baal Kriya gets to the Toichacha, everyone that stands by the Bima should disappear. The only one that stands by the Bima for the Toichacha, no matter who stands by the Bima, there's the Baal Kriya, the one that gets the Aliyah, the guy by Rishon, the guy by Sheni, and the one that got the Aliyah, who's the hangover from the previous Aliyah, right? The one that got the Aliyah, he's still waiting, he's still sticking around until the next Aliyah. When you get to the Toichacha, and then sometimes you have people who stand behind, I know a certain Rav, he writes a little about a certain Rebbe that used to stand, when they did Kriya, he wanted to hear very carefully, so he would stand behind the Bima. Behind the Bima, in the back of the Bima, I'm leaning this way, so the Baal Kriya, the Baal Rav will stand right behind. Rabbi Ashur does that. He stands
Rabbi Ashur always did that.
Stand
every,
right behind. So he brings down a minuk, that when the Baal Kriya gets to the Chacha, everyone run away. The guy by Rishon, the guy by Shani, the one who got the previous Aliyah, everyone should disappear. There should be, and certainly no one should be in front. No one should be standing in front of the person who's saying the Teichacha. Everyone should disappear because it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that when you're learning Torah, in Masechta Shavuos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, im loy meid im chaveroy, lo yoymar yakicha Hashem. You're learning the pasuk, Hashem should smite you. Don't say Hashem should smite you, ela yakeyu Hashem. Hashem should smite him. You should change the nusach of the pasuk. It should not be interpreted as if you're giving your friend a klala. If you're learning the chavrusa, you know, there are a lot of things in this halacha. You shouldn't demonstrate shechit upon yourself. You should be very careful when you're learning halacha that you should not say things which can be interpreted that you're cursing your friend. And this is a Ferish Gemara Masechta Shavuos, and he says that it's for this reason. When you, the one that's laning, this is Talmud Torah Rabbah, might be construed as if you're talking to the one that's next to you, the guy by Rishon, the guy by Sheni, the one that got a previous Aliyah. So therefore, there is indeed such an ancient which we never saw among us, that everyone should very politely disappear from the Bima when the Baal Kriya lanes the Toichacha.
Should be very affected by the colors.
Okay. Now the next thing is, what about getting an Aliyah? What about getting an Aliyah? Should you get an Aliyah for the Teichacha? So some exactly say that you should not, because you don't want it to be the person that should be interpreted, at least if certainly if you, there's some type of unpleasantness between the one that gets the Aliyah and the one that is reading the Teichacha, that he is cursing his friend. So that's certainly true when it comes to the Teichacha in Chumash Devarim, because there is Belashon Yochid. The Teichacha in Bechukosai is Beloshon Rabin, so it's less of a problem because you're not saying it Beloshon Yochid, but still it's uncomfortable if a person is saying the Teichacha, so it might be construed that that the one that's right, that's saying the Teichacha, is cursing the one that is getting the Aliyah. Now this is very interesting, especially in light of the fact, what happens if the Baal Kriya is a Talmud Chacham? So Chazal say, Kilalas Chacham, Afi is fulfilled, Afilu for no reason whatsoever. The numerous Amori Chazal of a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, makes a curse, even though the person is not subject to the curse, he's not done anything wrong. Kilas Chacham is chal upon the person. So therefore, if the Baal Kriya is a Talmud Chacham, it's Kilas Chinam, Kilas Chacham, Afilu B'chinam, even though the Chacham has a heart of gold and does not chas v'shalom have any bad will towards the one that's getting the Aliyah, you still want to stay away from this principle, and therefore that is why it is the minhag that the one that gets the Aliyah is the Baal Kriya himself. The bigger the Talmud Chacham, the bigger the Talmud Chacham, the Baal Kriya is, the more of an inyan it should be that Bedafka, no one should get the Aliyah, he should be the one that reads the Aliyah.
If the Baal Kriya is a Kohen or Levi?
So then you have to go and manipulate the Aliyahs. You have to manipulate with the first Aliyah. You read the first Aliyah all the way through the Teichacha.
Really?
Or, yeah, they do the Samshul. Samshul's where they're only the Baal Kriya. What?
Samshul's they do, Samshul's they don't.
So what do they do then? They give someone. They give someone to get the Aliyah. Right. This idea of not taking the Aliyah, it's not...
There are places where you don't have an Aliyah at all.
Okay, let me listen. Now, let's talk about that for now a moment. So there are different minhagim. What exactly do you do... who gets the Aliyah? Let's say traditionally this thing of giving the Baal Kriya Aliyah is a new phenomenon. It's a new thing, a new solution to the problem.
Yeah, I told you the young Jews were floppers, they give it to the member of the
Kavrishish. Okay, I didn't see that. It's a very interesting idea. Member of the Kavrishish. They give it to a member of the Chevra Kadisha. Who gets the aliyah for the Toichacha? So first of all, there are different minhagim. Now, you're not going to believe this. The Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha writes that there is a minhag. Get a load of this. This is total shocking to you. This week, Parashas B'chukosai, B'hat Chukosai, there is no Kriyas HaTorah, period. No Kriyas HaTorah. It's Parash B'har B'chukosai, you come to Shul, you daven Shachris, you daven Musaf, the Rabbi makes a drasha, and there is no laning, period.
Which
the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha writes about this. And he says, this. The, in the Bir Halacha says, this is 100% Shaloi Kedin. But listen to this. Okay, wait a second, running out of time. This is Shaloi Kedin, but he says, you know something? He says, what is the alternative? He says, many shuls, if this happens, is they would call up, no one wanted the Teichacha. They take this very, very seriously. No one wanted to take the aliyah of the Teichacha. They were petrified that they would be subject, by taking the aliyah, they would be subject to the curse of Teichacha. So they would wait for hours. They would fight, they would wait for hours. Who would be willing to take the Teichacha? And the Sefer Torah is Oymed Bibizoyon. And therefore the Chofetz Chaim writes, listen to these words, Va'ani Don Oysam, is referring to the people who don't lane, period. Could you imagine such a shul today? No laning this week, nothing.
Get out of shul quick.
Get out of shul quick. There's no Kriyas HaTorah this week. You're off. Yeah. Off. You
have
skip
a
it.
You
skip it. Why? Vani dona somlakam zchus v'mnei sheyireim shelo yava, because they're afraid what's going to happen. We're going to lane. We're going to get to the Teichacha, and no one's going to want to take the Teichacha. They're afraid. Shelo yavo le'insuye. They're going to come to fight. Chas v'shalom. Eitzel. And when you fight, and the Sefer Torah is on the bima, do you know what a bezoyin that is? The Sefer Torah is on the bima. You mevaza the Sefer Torah by saying lashon hara and cursing each other out, because no one wants to take the Teichacha. No, that's what's going to happen. Once you take the Sefer Torah out, there's always going to be a fight now what to do next. Therefore, Vani Don, so he said, Kaschus, Sheyerein, Shlo Yavol, the Insuya, the Chas, the Shalom, Eitzel Sefer Torah, Ze Yomer Al Ze, Sheyala, the Chacha, the Zel Ze, Aval Haloy. So therefore, the Chavetz Chaim says, you know something, it's not so bad. Would you believe this? If you're in a shul where you know when you come to the Teichacha, there's going to be a fight, you know what? It's not so bad to be down the Kavskos. Don't lane.
Why don't you do it on a regular week? If you know there's going to be a
maybe you're right also. Maybe you're right.
So
what are the minhagim in shul? So some shuls, you buried in some shuls, there were people who walked out from the Teichacha. Before they got the lead, they were so afraid they walked out. Other shuls, they did not, the minhag was, they did not lane it with a bracha. They made the bracha achroina right before the Teichacha. And the Teichacha was read by the shatz without a bracha lefaneha or bracha liachareha. Okay, there's another minig is where another minig was pumpa karet. They would give it bedavka to the rav. The rav, because the rav, the only one that's right to be a mochiach. The only one that's right to give musa, you have to be right to give musa. The one that gets the aliyah, the one that lanes it, is the one that giving musa. They give bedavka, give to the rav. Yeah.
He requested the
to show not to be mazalzal, in order to go out of the way not to be mazalzal. By Hasidim, by the Hasidim, they have an alternate universe. They view the Teichacha as the biggest brachas. Hidden in the Teichacha are the biggest brachas, and Bedavka, the Rebbe, he would be the one that would get the Teichacha. He would have the koyach to mahapech klala levracha.
He had an understanding.
What? Another topic would manipulate the Teichacha that it should always be shvi at the end. I guess to push it off to the very, very end. He says that Alpi Kabbalah you should never do that, because shvi, this Kabbalah, I don't know what this is all about. Shvihi is din. Shishi is rachamim. You're going to lay in the Teichacha on the seventh aliyah, you're compounding din with din. You have to dilute din with rachamim to make sure that it's shishi, which is rachamim. Now, there was a minute. Now, there is a beautiful minute. Now, there are some minute that right before they lay in the Teichacha, the shatz would call out, would read psukim. They come to the Teichacha, they finish the brachas, And then the Gabbai reads the psukim. You know, the psukim are Musar Hashem Al Timas. They read a series of psukim to the tzibur, basically telling the tzibur, don't be afraid. We're now about to read the Musar. People should not be afraid. Concentrate and listen to the Musar. There's another very beautiful minhag. Let me, I want to read it for you. Is they would give the one that got the, they would give, here, they would read the words. When they would get to the Tachach, they would read the words. They would read with Leleches Achanei Elokim Musar Hashem Musar Hashem Bini Al Timas V'Al Tokoitz B'Toy Chachtoy Ki Es Asher Yehohev Hashem Yochiach Uchoov Es Ben Yirtze V'Lamochichim Yinom V'Aleim Tovoy Birchas Toiv. And then they would start learning. So there's a minhag that right before you get to the Teichocha, the Baal Kriya stops. The Gabbai reads these psukim out loud in order to calm down the tzibur, to calm down the oila. This is what we're supposed to do now. Then there was another beautiful minhag that they gave him, a beautiful Mishra Berach. The one that got the Tachacha had a special Mishra Berach. Let me read you the Mishra Berach. What a Mishra Berach. No, this is really nice. The Mishra Berach, not a euphemism. I can't find it.
Does anyone do it?
No one does it. Today, you never saw someone say the Mishra Berach. Okay, I can't find the Mishra Berach.
Okay. No one's willing to do it, but Mishra Berach.
Okay, these are. Okay, now this. Now some shuls, they have a minute to hire someone. They say by hiring someone, so that takes away that turns into a chil Hashem. There was a ma'aser of Rishol Salanter. They got up to the Teichacha and they said there's a hoshai, how you call it to the Teichacha? Yale Misha Yirtze. So there's such a min that you don't call a person by name. Yamoid, so and so, because he may not want to come up. If the Gabbai says Yamoid, plenty bin plenty, no way, I'm not going up. And if you don't go up, when they call you for an aliyah, you're subject to a curse if you don't take the aliyah. So they don't want to give someone the nisayon, so they would just say Yamoid mi sheyirtze. Whoever wants, let them come.
But if they don't want to go,
in the shul, where Shul Sai was davening, no one came up. So he ran. He ran up. He ran up. Should be a chil Hashem. So he ran up to the Sefer Torah, and when the Baal Kriya saw Avshol Salanter in front of his eyes, he froze. I'm not going to lend the Teichacha for Avshol Salanter. I'm not going to. What it's like? I'm going to curse you, Avshol Salanter. No way. So Avshol Salanter saw that he was hesitating. He was just frozen. So he on his own leaned it. He made the brachas, and Avshol Salanter, he knew it fluently, he laid the Teichacha to show the tzibur there's nothing to worry about. Yimekayim, when it says in the Torah, there's nothing to worry about. Again, there was this beautiful minute to make a beautiful Mishra Berach for the one that got the Teichacha, and there was also a minute that they made a big kiddush. The one that got the Teichacha made a kiddush on Shabbos, because hidden in the Teichacha are all of the brachas. It's also a ma'aser with the Baron Eibeschitz. This was the son of Yonason Eibeschitz. It seems that Yonason Eibeschitz's son was about teshuvah. It seems at some point in his life he did averos, and he was choizer b'shuvah. So he came to shul, and there was no one to say the Teichacha, and there was a delay, there was a pause. So he ran up to the bima and he said, if there's anyone that's deserving of the Teichacha, it's me. I was a chayte machte. I did terrible averos, and therefore I am taking the teichacha. And he made a very big kiddush Hashem by taking the teichacha in front of the tzibur. Halacha lemaisa, the mishnah, everyone halacha lemaisa b'zman hazeh. The Moshe Lan shows in this is that you don't today. We don't make a big deal about this at all. There's no big deal about this. Is that they call up for the teichacha, the Baal Kriya. That's the minhag. The minhag Yisrael is you call the Baal Kriya, and you call them up. In some shuls they still have a minhag. We don't call them up. You come to the Teichacha, the Baal Kriya, just on his own, he makes the Bracha Rishayna, he lays the Teichacha, the Bracha Achrayna. So there is, so that even that's not proper. By most shuls, you call up the one who, the Baal Kriya, for the Teichacha, he makes the Bracha Rishayna, he lays it, makes the Bracha Achrayna, Shomer Mitzvah, Lo Yeda, Davar Ra. to call up someone else. That's not. I remember Leisha Parshas Kisavoy. So I was about three. It was my turn to lane where I daven, and I lane, and it was an ufraf, and there were not enough aliyahs for all of the guests. And they generally never make a hoysafa. Very rarely they make a hoysafa. And the father of the chassan told the Rav. He says, "I have no problem. I want, give me the teichacha. I want the teichacha. I'm more than happy to take the teichacha." And that's what they did. And the father of the chassan, he took for himself the teichacha.
And he made a big kiddush.
What? Okay, I'll give you the famous joke. There's a famous joke, and there was a shul. When they hired someone to take the teichacha. Terrible chil Hashem to do that, to hire someone to take the teichacha. But that's what they did. They hired him, and it came time to davening. The guy wasn't there yet. They got nervous. It came time to laning. There was no one there yet. They got in the middle of laning, and then they got to teichacha, and he still didn't come. Finally, they were about to give up, and huff and puff, the guy walks in. He can barely catch his breath. He comes running. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, I'm ready. So they say, you know, we were very worried. We didn't know what to do. We were just about to try to find a new solution. Why did you keep us in suspense? Why did you come so late? So he said, "What? You think I can make a parnasa with only one teichacha?" That's the story of life.
My ankle.
No, man. What?